MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, January 23, 2025. There was an overnight fire in Manchester by the Sea. The governor has submitted a budget to the legislature. Mix of clouds and sun, high near 30 today, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 6:28 p.m. WFXT-TV is reporting an investigation is underway after an overnight blaze tore through a building in Manchester by the Sea. Crews responding to a fire on Summer Street found flames shooting through the roof of a wood frame structure. The Essex Fire Department posted photos of the raging blaze on Facebook, but did not share any specifics about the building that caught fire. WFXT-TV Channel 5 in Boston will have more details as they become available. State House reporter Christian Wade is writing that local governments and schools will get more money from the state under Governor Maura Healey's preliminary budget for the next fiscal year, which calls for tapping into a surtax on the state's wealthiest to drive up spending. The $59.6 billion spending package, submitted to the legislature on Wednesday, calls for boosting state aid to cities and towns by 2.2% or $28.8 million over the course of the year to $1.3 billion. Overall, Healey's fiscal 2026 plan would cost nearly $62 billion, including spending from the 4% millionaire's tax. With the new legislature on Beacon Hill that was sworn in last Friday, the Senate and House have cumulatively filed over 6,000 bills already, according to State Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr.
Well, you know, Rick, the wheels are starting to turn here. We were all sworn in actually on New Year's Day. The Constitution requires us to convene on the first Wednesday of the year, and we did that. And with that behind us, now we're moving toward some of the routine business of the Senate. And the first order of business was to file bills. And the deadline for filing bills was this past Friday. And the numbers, Rick, are in. And in the Senate, there were 2,444 bills filed. And in the House, there were 4,185 bills filed for a total of 6,629. And so that's a lot of legislation, Rick, but it speaks to the nature of the process here in Massachusetts, where not only can legislators file bills, but constituents can file bills through their legislators, and we are a broadly inclusive legislature that gives a lot of opportunity for participation, and that is what is reflected in that number of 6,629 bills. And Rick, I should point out that those are bills that were timely filed. They were filed by the deadline, which means they must have a public hearing. They must be given consideration. There will be the opportunity now for what we call late file bills. So a bill can still be filed, but to be considered, it has to be admitted by the House and the Senate. So a lot of volume here, and I should point out that of those 6,629 bills, I filed 168 of them.
That's Senator Bruce Tarr. More news after this break.
Dominic Castro, host of the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, right here on MSONewsSports.com. Great couple of shows this week, January 23rd in the Merrimack Valley. We've got an Andover boys basketball player talking about their great first half. And on the North Shore, a Cape and Saviors Bank Student Athlete of the Week and a coach and player who are the 1 and 2 leading scorers at their school all time. And they're currently in the same program right now. Don't miss it.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumberyard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Michael Mayhew reports in the Salem News, state officials recently awarded Salem a $20,000 grant that will help the city hire its own expert to review the ongoing cleanup of a contaminated site at Cedar and Barnes Road, slated for a large housing development, until the extent of the pollution was uncovered. In 2020, developers with approvals to build a 280-unit residential property called Overlook Acres discovered substantial contamination after digging for soil samples off Highland Avenue ahead of construction. The site, totaling 500,000 square feet, has been contaminated with construction and demolition debris, solid waste, and auto shredder residue called auto fluff that poisons soil with hazardous levels of arsenic, barium, chromium, lead, and mercury. Newburyport Daily News is reporting the Arc of Greater Haverhill and Newburyport recently announced it received another $10,000 grant from the Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism. These funds will provide direct financial support to families with immediate need who lack traditional funding sources due to various factors. The flexible funding will allow its Family Support Center to have a tangible and immediate impact in the lives of individuals and their families. The Arc of Greater Haverhill and Newburyport serves the Merrimack Valley and Seacoast communities. And Gail McCarthy is writing in the Gloucester Times, students at Rockport Middle School are staging the comic musical Mean Girls Jr., a show about friendship and self-discovery this week. Shows are 7 p.m. today, January 23, through Saturday, January 25, with a 2 p.m. matinee on Sunday, January 26. This will be at the Rockport Middle High School Auditorium on Jordan's Lane in Rockport. Tickets are $10 for adults, $8 for students and seniors, and can be bought at the door. There are two different casts performing on alternate nights. In sports, North Shore High School hockey from last night. Beverly beat the Peabody Swampscott Saugus co-op team 4-2. Panthers' Logan Bowen notched a hat trick. Other scores, it was Essex Tech 4, Gloucester 1, St. John's Prep over Malden Catholic 4-0, and St. Mary's shut out Bishop Fenwick 5-0. In girls hockey, Peabody shut out Medford 6-0. Shirley Whitmore scored 2 goals, and goaltender Elise Moody earned her 4th shutout of the year in goal. Marblehead lost to Newton North 4-0. In wrestling, Gloucester beat Salem 49-24. Gloucester coach Matt Swanson told Nick Giannino of the Gloucester Times after last night's win that the Fishermen have another big meet later this week in Watertown. The Endicott men's basketball team beat Nichols in overtime, 90-85. Another big night for Gloucester's Marcus Montanino, 30 points, 13 rebounds, and a career-high 7 steals. Celtics sailed past the Clippers last night, 117-113 in overtime, and they meet the Lakers tonight in Los Angeles. Bruins lost to the Devils 5-1 last night, and they'll be hosting Ottawa this evening. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.